भगवते वासुदेवाया Instructions by Maharaj
Prithu, text
number one. Mutrayo
vacha mo
moktif ke Manditam tatra tatra vai
Manditam tatra tatra
vai Matreya vacha
Matreya vacha
Mokti kai kushma shabdi
Mokti kai kushma shabdi
Dukale swana torane
Dukale swana torane
Mahasura vibhi dupai
Mahasura vibhi
Tatra tatra vai
Manditam tatra tatra vai
Matreya vacha
Matreya vacha
Mautike kushma shabhi
Mautike kushma shabhi
Dukule sana torane
Dukule sana torane
Mahasurabhavi dhupe
Mahasurabhavi
Tatra tatra vai
Matreya vacha
The great sage Matreya continued to speak.
Great sage Matreya continued to speak.
Motike
with pearls.
Krishma
flowers.
Shrabhi with garlands. Dukale
cloth.
Swana,
Swarna,
golden. Tarane,
Tarane,
by gates,
Mahasura
Bibi,
highly perfumed,
Dupe, by incense,
Manditam,
decorated,
Tatra,
here and there,
by
second. Translation Prabhupada by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The great sage Maitreya told Vidura, when the king entered his city, it was very beautifully decorated, receiving with pearls, flower garlands, beautiful cloth, and golden gates. And the entire city was perfumed with highly fragrant incense. Purple. Real opulence is supplied by natural gifts such as gold, silver, pearls, valuable stones, fresh flowers, trees, and silken cloth. Thus, the Vedic civilization recommends opulence and decoration with these natural gifts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such opulence immediately changes the condition of the mind, and the entire atmosphere becomes spiritualized. King Prithu's capital was decorated with such highly opulent decorations. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasa Kola Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When a saintly person arrives, he must be received in the proper way.
This chapter is called Instructions by Maharaj Prithu. Anytime a saintly person, you know they're going to arrive, you must receive them in the proper way. Because we see here Maharaj Prithu is a Raja Rishi, a saintly king. A king that's the same as a sage, same personality. So they've heard of what he's done of doing these Ashwamedha Yagas to please Lord Vishnu, getting the direct darshan of Lord Vishnu, and his conquer over pride and envy by forgiving Indra and getting so many benedictions from the Supreme Lord. So such a personality who's favored by the Supreme Lord should be received in the proper way. Why do we receive him in the proper way? Because when we receive them in the proper way, they become pleased. And when they're pleased, then they benedict us with transcendental knowledge. Divya Gyan Hide Prakashite. The spiritual master wakes up our heart, enlightens our heart with Divya Gyan. And when you have Divya Gyan, then you have real joy. Chittatasyo pasamoyam vai. Dhamma vi, kava vi, sasya chakshusha. Shuga mulugo, dhamma mulugo, cha atma mulugo. The learned sages, they know how to control the mind. The easiest method is by seeing through the eye of scripture. Such a duty is very sacred. And it gives joy to the heart. So the perfection of life is actually to fulfill the heart's desires. We are not this material body. If you think you're the body, then you think you have to fulfill the pushings of these material senses. Sense gratification, you think that's the all in all. We can see it every day when we go to work. Why are they working? Mainly it's for sense gratification on the weekend or in the evening. The materialist, he works hard all day trying to get money. And then at night, he spends it sleeping or with insects. This material world is known as Maituna Agraha, the shackles of sex life. Just like, for example, you may see a police officer arrest some man. Puts him in handcuffs, maybe beat him a bit. And then they throw him into the panel van, but like they put his head down, you know, don't hit your head, that really hurts. But you know, they put him into the panel van, and you think, okay, I better not do what he does. I better not get those handcuffs on me. Right? Whatever he did, I will never do. I don't want those handcuffs on me. But what are the handcuffs of this material world? Sex life. Everyone is chasing after these shackles to stay in this material world. Yehi samspasha cha bhoga dukkha yoni evate ariyanta vanta kantiya mateshu mati guraha. The sources of misery is by contact with the material senses. Dukkha yoni evate. Krishna is saying in the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, dukkha means distress. Dukkha, you all know dukkha. Yonia means the source, ever, certainly, te, indeed. Three times in one line, he's saying that yehi sansparsha, by touch on the material senses. Sources of misery, why? Adi antavanta kunti. Osana kunti, adi. Adi purush, the original person. They have a beginning, adi. Anta, vedanta. Vedanta means ends of the Veda. Anta, they have an end. Nateshu, imati buddha. Those who are Buddha, intelligent, they don't take pleasure or delight in such things. Because the soul is eternal, Satchitananda. We are eternal. And anything that's temporary will never satisfy you. Kama esha, krodha esha. Rajaguna Samubhava, Mahashan Mahabhava, Vidyana Mehavarina. By contacting the mode of passion, people try to fulfill lust. What is lust? Apmiendria piti vanchitaya varikam. That trying to fulfill the went to Dharma. Yeah. Can you put it down a little bit? Thanks. Amiendriya piti vanchitaya varikam. Trying to fulfill the pushings of these senses. That is lust. What happens? Krodhesha. You become angry. Because lust burns like a fire. Suya Gokula's explained yesterday. It burns like a fire. You see in the sacrifice, they put ghee on there. It goes down a little bit. So you feel a little satisfied. Oh, that went down. Then you become greedy. You want more. I got $1,000. No, I want 10,000. You got 10,000. I want 1,000,000. I want $1,000,000. No, I want 1,000,000,000. In London, in the Soho Street Temple, two of the most wealthiest men in the UK come for darshan every morning. You may know them, the Hinduja brothers and Anil Agarwal. Very nice ladies, actually. They dance in kirtan like anything. Very simple hearts. They're worth something like 4.5 billion pounds. And they want more. He gives a lot to the temple, but still, he wants more. And he was telling his whole relationship with Radhavan and Ishra, his first deities, Radhakrishna deities in the West. And he was coming he was very poor before. And used to put just 10 pence in. I was like, please give me 5,000 pounds, I give you half. He was telling us, And then he gets his 5,000. He's thinking, oh, Krishna, it's too much. So I'll put 1,000 or something, And he just kept going back and forth with Radhavan Ishwara. He has such a connection like that. And he would invite us to his home and... he has this four-story home, and I was thinking it's going to be super opulent, to be honest. I was like thinking, oh, it's going to be something bloody that. He has servants and everything. But when we see with this purple, real opulence means gold, silver, pearls, stones, fresh flowers, trees, silken cloth. When Mr. Agarwal comes to the temple, he's usually in trap pants, And he comes in a Rolls Royce, but it's just metal, really. It's not really valuable. You can't really... everyone knows when you get a car, it degrades in value. When you sell it, it goes down. And we went to his home, and, the home is usually made of plaster. It's, plastered, and there's not something so significant of value, actually, according to Vedic civilization. The whole idea of Vedic civilization, many of us from Indian background, so like your mom would have so much gold, gold necklace, gold rings, different gold and stuff. So that's valuable. Because say if you get in trouble, you can just sell that or you can keep above float. If you bought furniture, it's like really sturdy furniture, not this like plastic wood stuff. It was like ivory or like solid wood. There's one, I know one person in Sydney, they have, just in the kitchen, there's a table, big long table, looks pretty old, it's $50,000. Because it's made from a certain hard wood and everything from France from hundreds of years ago. So then, if you're in trouble, then that wealth is there. Pearls, valuable stones. Actually, these pearls is amazing. If you do yajna, then what happens at a certain star constellation when it rains on the ocean, then that raindrop turns into pearls. And even in Vedic times, you could find so many jewels in the mountains by the river like that. Fresh flowers. We usually go to the market to get fresh flowers, but we don't get to pick them directly, right? But we get to pick it from our own garden, yeah. He had an instruction that please maintain the garden so you have nice flowers for the deities. And you can feel that, especially even with organic vegetables and fruit. When you pick it from your garden, you cook it for Krishna, it tastes so much better. Krishna enjoys it so much more. These are all natural gifts that are coming from the Lord. And especially like if you go into a park with many beautiful trees and stuff, you go to the botanical gardens. Prabhupada liked to walk there. It's very calming for the mind. But you walk through the city, big buildings, or you walk through London or New York City, big buildings, grey, black. It's just agitating for the mind. It's not relaxing. But we want to build more cities. Everyone wants to move into the city. Mumbai's turned into a big slum. You know? But in India, I saw it. Because every year in Kartik, I used to go with one devotee, Parashuram. So he has Padayatra around Braj Mandal. And we go through the villages. It's so much fun. Man. So much fun. You just chant, you walk with the bulaka, and you just go into villages. And he gets 40 tons of bananas. Not all at once, but like along the way in 1 month. And then with these bananas, we offer to our deities on the cart. And then the whole village knows we're coming because the kirtan's there. And then they all come out and they're like, "Arr!" And like, because for some reason they're like, they just say someone in dirty Bhutan, "Oh, Baba, kila, 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 ekila, ekila." Like this, you know, and then we throw them, all the kids come out, they're catching all the bananas, even the old ladies are coming, like this, the kids push in, they push the kids out of the way, like this. And we went to one, I think it's Bairinath, it's like a equivalent of Bairinath in Vrindavan. And these kids are insane. So instead of bananas, we get oranges. And then we just throw them as far as we can, you know, because they always try and climb onto the cart, and then we have to push them off and stuff. So I remember we went past one house, and it looks like many huts are there, you know? And then we were throwing all these bananas and oranges into the hut. And one lady, she was, I think she was like doing something with grain. And then she saw all the like oranges coming to where she is. She threw the grain, because for them it's prasadam, you know? They threw the grain, and then she started trying to catch it and put it in their bowl like this. And then all the kids are running, she's pushing them out of the way like this. And it's not just boys, like the girls get into it too. They're running, they're pushing the other boys out of the way. It's so much fun. And then we come into the village, and Parashuram has a projector on the car. Yeah, with a generator, and we play like little Krishna cartoons and Ram Lila. And then at the end, there's like this small video in Brijbasi language, and it's like shots of the west, you know, boats and skyrise buildings. It's like, "You want to go here, don't you? But look, they're killing the cow, they have no life. But you hear this ISKCON, Prabhupada is giving Krishna consciousness to them, and they are coming back to India. They're taking your culture, the Brijbasi culture." Actually, everyone is Brijbasi, you know? Even you. You know, we usually when you're, like I was born here. So I look Indian on the back, on the front, but inside is white guy. You know, inside is an Aussie guy. So, and if you don't prove I can do Aussie accent, I lost it a bit. But I'll do it later. So usually when we see like Indians in ISKCON, it's like, "Why did you come here? To this terrible place where there's no spirituality, everyone's atheistic." And it's just a struggle, you know, especially like Indian students have to work in 7-Eleven or Hungry Jack's or something, and then they come to the Mandir, it's all a struggle. There they had their family and such a community. But like I saw in these villages, such social interaction, no impersonalism, everyone knows each other. And they know each other so well that, you know, if some other kids come, you can slap him if he's mucking around. Yeah. Because like he sees you as his parent too, you know? But in the but in Australia, you know, you can't slap someone else's kid. You know, you get in trouble, you know, CPO, all this stuff. You can't do it. It's not possible, you know. You can pull your ear and everything, you know. And you're like, "Oh, sorry." But I saw that the social interaction is so tight, very nice. And they have such respect for the elders, you know, all these kids are mucking around. And then like real old man, he comes with a cigarette, and then they stop, you know, and then they sit down and be quiet and nice. You know, that's nice, but some old guy in Australia starts yelling at kids, you know, here, it's not going to work, you know. Go home, old man. What are you doing here? No respect for elders. And then I saw also that what we do, so we sleep outside on the cart or beside the cart. We go marukari around after the prediction program. And we go door to door. Sabji hai, Radhe Shyam, Sabji hai, you know, each other, like this real brahmachari stuff, you know. Sabji hai. And then they put fresh rotis made from fresh grain, vidbasi rotis. You know, and you feel so much love and so much nourishment in it. And they put sabji, bit spicy. But it's still good, you know, with so much. And you get fresh dood from the cows. And it's really cool. Everyone's part of the family there. We got invited to one house, and it's in the courtyard, and the buffalo's there, the cow's there, the dog's there, and the whole family's sitting in the courtyard, and then you eat there as well. It's really cool, and they clean the floor with cow dung, and keeps it nice and fresh and antiseptic. So they have everything. Actually, they're really wealthy, and they hardly work. They have some field, they work in the morning, like 2 or 3 hours, and you can see them. My realization of India, they're the best at doing nothing. The best. They just sit back. You know, you feel agitated in the web, so you can't just do nothing. Yeah. Do something! What's going on? You know, if you're with someone, you have a conversation, you have to keep the conversation going. And if it stops, alright, see you later. Thank you. You're done. Cut. But there, you can say nothing and you can just be with your friend. It's fine. It's like just us being together is fine. No one's doing anything. It's really cool. It's just chilled, really relaxed, you know, they have a good life. And they have all the real wealth. And on top of that, they've got Krishna. These Brijvasis have Krishna. So Parashuram's idea is he's been doing the last 25 years. So kids have even grown up seeing him come every year. So now their parents, now they have kids, and they tell Parashuram, this is Parashuram, you don't give him any trouble. Because when you go into the villages, I don't know if you experience Brijvasi kids, they're really crazy actually. And they're like really naughty and they'll do so many things to you. But because of their parents, they learned that he always comes every year and it's all relaxed and stuff. And then, like say you sleep there, there's always some holy kund nearby. So you don't take your bath in the shower, you know, and you know, you take bath in the kund. And then you go there like 3:30 in the morning, and you're next to these babajis taking bath at the same time. And you know, they're like, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Shyam. You know, and it's just so refreshing, and you're so alive, you know. So alive, just there's this light in that holy waters. And they do it every day. It's the best swimming pools, these kuns. If you go to Bimala Kun in Kamiyavan, Bimala Kun is this big kun. And it's named after Maharaj Bhima. So he has 10,000 daughters. And they all married Krishna. So out of the ecstasy of love, their tears filled up this big kund. That's their tears. So you're diving into that. Best swimming pools you've ever been to. you can't beat it. And you have to do it once, twice. And then, like, if you have clothes to wash, you just put it on the rocks because the sun makes the rocks hot. And they're already dry by the time you finish swimming. So perfect. So nice, you know. And then all these Vrindavan, sometimes you meet someone in Vrindavan, it's like, oh, I'm from Australia. Oh, Ricky Ponting. MCG. I will go there. I can come to your house. No, don't go there. It's terrible. And so actually, you know, what is the wealth here in the West? Here in modern civilization, just concrete, plastic, you're considered wealthy if you got the latest iPhone, what is it, iPhone 20, Galaxy S59, I don't know what they're up to now. And you're considered very wealthy. You know, if you have some suit made out of plastic, not even real silk, you know, or most clothes now. I learned this in school when I was in primary school. They recycle plastic bottles to make clothes. So your clothes are made out of rubbish. For a baby culture, they have real clothes. You know, the silk, you could even sell it, you know. They could, you know, it was really amazing. Real wealth was there. So actually in Kali Yuga, it's just an iron age. Everything's concrete, and even the mentality, it's degraded, everyone's disturbed, you know. Just like I said, you can't even sit around, do nothing, be peaceful. You cannot be peaceful. So it's just an ocean close. Kaladosha Nidhi Rajam. An ocean of faults is Kali Yuga. But there's one good quality. By chanting of the holy name. Mukta Sangha Param. You are chanting the Supreme God. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalav Nasteva, 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 Kati Yandita. Raktakari Bhagavate Karabarabara Kali Yuga Dhamma Nama Sankatamasara. The Bhagavatam is revealing, Vyakta, revealed. The Bhagavatam. Kaha Barabara. Kaha means calling out. Barabara, again and again. Kali Yuga Dhamma Nam Sankatana Sara. Sara means essence. The essence of the Dharma in Kali Yuga is Nam Sankatana, congregational chanting of the holy name. In the last verse, from beginning to end, you can see that the holy name is all we have. Not in just this yuga, all yugas, but this yuga especially. Nam Sankatana Sankati. Nam Sankirtanam Yasya Sabha Papa Pradasana Pranam Dugashamanas Tamnanami Haripuram. That's the last verse of Bhagavatam. Usually like you read some book or you're watching a movie, it's like, oh, this is boring, let's see what happens at the end. So if you do that to Bhagavatam, Nam Sankirtanam Yasya. From beginning to end. The Yuga Dharma for this age is Harinam Sankirtan. And that's what the Mahatmas do. Mahatmas Tamam Prata, Devim Prakriti Ashita. Those who are under the shelter of Srimati Radharani, those great souls. What do they do? Satatam Kirti Yantamam Yitanta Stavidatata. Namasantas Tamam Bhakta. Nichi Yutta Pasate. They're always connected, but always Satatam Kirti Yantamam. Always chanting about Krishna. With great determination, they endeavor. They're always chanting that holy name with great love. And that's the only way you can develop that. That's the most easiest and sublime way in this age. And it works with anyone. Doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what's your background. Everyone can chant the holy name of the Lord. We were at Sinkilda yesterday. And they had the beer festival. Where we had our Katani Gardens, our setup. You know, it was transcendental. So the Karmis and materialists, they had beer festival there yesterday. You didn't know? Beer festival. So, yeah, so most of them, they spill onto the St. Kilda beach and we went there for Harinam. And very drunk, very impious, simple people chanting Hare Krishna. When you chant Hare Krishna, Namo hi yavati shakti papa ni harine hare tabat katam shaknoti patakam pataki nara. Just by chanting the holy name once, you can be purified of so many sins you can commit in a lifetime. Just one, just Krishna. One lifetime of sin is gone. Let alone how many times. So that's what they're doing. They did this whole beer festival, and suddenly, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Gaura, we're giving an opportunity to chant the holy name and get purified. Shimbata Swakata Krishna, Purna Shavana Kirtana, hear not the story of Bhajra Nehru, do not this Hitsatam. Shimbatam, just by hearing about Krishna Kata, Krishna Kirtan, Punya Shavana Kirtana, Punya. By hearing Shavana, it's the greatest piety. Inananto Sihiru Bhajra Nehru. Anything that's rooted out, any anatta that's there, or the abhadra. Abhadra means auspicious. Abhadra means inauspicious. Anything auspicious in the hrida, in the heart. Vidu noti sahitsata. Vidu noti. This is actually this. I heard my spiritual master explain this. In India, they have, you, before the winter, you have like special quilts made out of feathers and cotton. So they all bunch up in the summer. So you have to fluff it up again. So in the village, there's a man who has like this stick and some string, and it's called a vidunoti. So he, by the sound of this vidunoti, then it puffs up the quilt up again. So we have all this gunk in the heart, it's like all packed up like this. So by the sound of Krishna Kata, Krishna Kirtan, all that inauspiciousness clumped up in our hearts is taken away. Krishna's so pleased when people are hearing and chanting His holy name. And anyone can do it. Kids can do it. Adults can do it. Old people can do it. Mahavishnu Swami, who's part of the World Sankirtan Party, 73 years old. 73. That's old, no? He's jumping up and down with this heavy accordion, with this heavy, the hat. It has like a diorama of like birth and death. And it weighs 1 kilo. He has a speaker on top and it plays different sounds and stuff. And he's jumping up and down for 7-8 hours chanting Hare Krishna. When I get old, I want to be like that. I don't want to be some old man. Oh, help me. And I'm going to be jumping up and down crazy. And that's what Lord Chaitanya has come to bring us, to make us crazy about Krishna in the most easiest way, is by this Harinam Sankirtan. And we do go out a lot. Like when I'm here, I would go out every day. I've been doing Harinam every day last 6 years, every day, at least 3 or 4 hours. And I haven't found a more better way to get rid of all these anattas. It's just like, I remember when I was here for 4 years, I did twice a week, Harinam. It was good, I had a good time. But I remember I was always like cycle analyzing, you know, having a cycle analysis. Oh, I have this anatta, I'm jealous of this devotee because he's so good at this service. Or, you know, lust desires are there, or greed is there, I want more prasada, put more in line. Even though I can't eat it all. So many anattas come up. And I didn't know how to. It was really hard to get rid of them. I saw them always in my face. But when I kept doing Harinam every day, what happened? These anattas would come up. Your consciousness is chetadapana marjana, it's full of like these anattas. It's like a pond. And then when you agitate the pond, then the mud starts coming up. So then all your. That's deep in your consciousness starts to come up. You're like, oh, what is that? Oh, I'm that lusting. Oh, I'm that greedy. I'm that envious. I'm that mad. I'm that in illusion. What do I do with all this stuff? So I would just keep chanting. Keep chanting. And then on its own, it's like you didn't even try. Hang on, where did that anatta go? It disappears so quickly. Alright, so maybe we may not be able to go out on the street, fair enough. But what can we do in our normal life? So most of us go to a home program or bhakti riksha. We come to the temple. We have to increase the kirtan. Like now it's coming up 12-hour kirtan with Madhava. Most devotees, what do? You come for the last 2 hours with Madhava singing. usually. And then you kind of hang out, it's a social scene, you talk to each other about work and your kids and how you hate work so much. But no, we're supposed to sit in the kirtan. It doesn't matter who's singing, actually, because it's the holy name and we're all together in this. All of us can help each other in kirtan. So you may not do the whole 12 hours, but you can easily do 3 or 4 hours. No problem. And just chant. Just chant. This is our greatest wealth, actually. This is the gift of the Supreme Personality of this age. You may not be a Brahmin who can go on the altar and touch the body of the Lord directly. But Lord Chaitanya is so merciful, you can touch Him with your tongue. You can touch Him with your tongue. So intimately. Said that Radha and Krishna are dancing on your tongue when you're chanting. And you get Atashi Krishna Nama Adi Nama Vekaranam Indriya Seva Mukhi Jivido Swami Eva Spiratidha. Your blind senses can't see Krishna anyway. But Seva Mukhi Jivido, by service with the mouth and tongue through doing kirtan, taking prasadam, Swami Eva Spiratidha, Krishna reveals Himself to you. And that's what the Bhagavatam is emphasizing for us again and again. To just take shelter of congregational chanting of the holy name. It's the only thing that works. Nothing else works. You can try it. It doesn't. It always falls short. And all our sadhana, all our service is to aid our furthering our taste and absorption in congregational chanting of the holy name. And the best way to receive the same person, I don't know if we do it, we used to do it a lot. Every time some Swami would come, Devamrita Maharaj or Jayapataka Maharaj or even Bhana Swami would come, there would be a kirtan waiting for them as they arrive. Do you still do that? Yes? No? Sometimes. Yeah, I like it, it's pretty cool. It's like big, everyone's waiting. And then they come out, God, the kirtan's going more crazy. Like it's, and you just forget the world, forget all your problems, forget it. The materials have to be there, they have problems too. How will they try and forget it? Drink it up. And what happens? Hangover next day. Then the problems come back even harder. And they get more stressed out. And then they start taking drugs and harder substances. Still, even worse. They take so much that they die, overdose. Even millionaires, people who have some wealth, they're not getting satisfied because they're not satisfying the heart's desires. We are spirit, soul, eternally connected. Bhavana Mamsa Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, Manasastrani, Indrani, Prakriti Stani, Karshani. These six senses, including the mind, constantly giving you problems. Satisfy the mind by associating with Krishna Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Harinam Sankirtan. Then you will be Ananda Buddhi Vadana. You will be drowning in an ocean of bliss, which is ever increasing. Hare Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai! Any comments or questions? Yes?
Prabhupada said that philosophy without religion is speculation. So how do we, like someone who is new, how do we maintain that balance between philosophy and,
Question is, Prabhupada said religion without philosophy is syntomism or fanaticism, and philosophy without religion is just dry speculation. So as new devotees, we have philosophy and we have... What else? What else are we doing? Kirtan. Kirtan is... So how to balance the two? Okay. So what happens... When I first saw that, I'll tell you a story first. I'll tell you the answer first. Okay. So you do both. It's easy. When you're not in kirtan, you're hearing and reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And when you're not reading and hearing, you're doing kirtan. Even when you're doing service, I remember Keshe was saying, we should always be chanting, dancing. You know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, where's the sugar? Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. And then you see some devotees, like, blast out Indra in the kitchen, you know, and they're like, you know, are you just doing his, like, heart for it? And they're like... you can do kirtan anytime. You go into the shop, you can do harinam actually. From the car, you park the car, get some kirtan. So just clap your hands, and then, you know, to the shop, like this. And you can do kirtan in the shop. Also, what are you doing? Ah, this is the Yuga Dharma. Yuga what? Yuga Dharma. The process of self-realization in this age. Self-realization? Yes. This book talks all about it. Book? Yes. This is Bhakti Yoga. And this gives you the true happiness. This is the only source of happiness for the human being. Bhakti Yoga. Which is natural and simple and sublime. And this book is for you. You can learn about it. And you can be really happy. True happiness in your heart. Okay. Yeah, give a donation so we can give it to more people. Alright. For you. Keep doing what you're doing. It's very good. Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna. We do it all the time. We always go into shops. You know, they start dancing. You've been with us, right? Yeah. You go into shops with the kirtan party. You know? And they're like, because they're bored. These retail shops, you're bored inside. You're just waiting for someone to come. And then someone comes and goes, excuse me. Okay, sure. All right. Okay. Yeah, is that only one? Yeah, okay. But, and then they don't care about you. You know? We come in there, we care about them. We lighten the day up like anything. And then they start dancing and chanting. What is this? Put the book in there, and they're convinced. Wait a minute, this is not just some fun, sentimental thing. There's a deep philosophy behind it. Vidya Vajru Jivanam. It's the life of all transcendental knowledge. Like I said, we can't know Krishna. Vedas cha sabe aham eva vedyo. The point of the Vedas is to know Krishna. And by this Harinam Sankirtan, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sabhakota Noe, Shravanari Sudha Chitta Koryodai. That Krishna Prema is already inside, it's not from outside. And by Shravanari, by hearing, by chanting the holy name, then you develop that Krishna praying, that thing that satisfies the heart's desires, that perfection. So you do both. If you're not on kirtan, you're hearing lectures or you're reading Bhagavatam. And then if you're not reading or hearing, then you're dancing, chanting like a madman. Alright? It's okay. Sorry, I get worked up when I talk about Harinam. Any other comments or questions? Yes, Matthew.
So, if the chanting happens in the temple room, is that considered as Harinam
Sankirtan? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But you have to get involved. Like, say if it's a ocean of bliss, an Adambuddhi Vadana, but if you just stick your toe in there, what are you going to get? You have to, like, dive in and then swim with the seals and the sharks and stuff. You want to swim with sharks, kirtan? Your name is kirtan, man. You have to get in there, get absorbed. So, like, usually, I appreciate that you're in the kirtan, but usually what happens is that everyone goes, just there's like a magnet on the side of the wall during kirtan. And they're stuck there. I don't know about that side, but I know this side. They're stuck on the wall. And then sometimes sometimes you get some bhakti shakti and you can pull it against that magnetic force against off the wall and then start dancing. I know it's intimidating. I was a saint. I remember when I first came to the temple, so they had some, I don't know if you remember them, that time Uddhava, Krishnagraja, even Adam Guru. So they used to do Bharat Kirtan, still in the Brahmachari Ashram that time. And I came first time Sunday feast. And my dad was devoted before me. And when he became a devotee, he's like, oh, I'm Hare Krishna now, and we're going to Hare Krishna temple, like this. And I was thinking, Hare Krishna? Nah, they're just some crazy sex cult that smoked marijuana. I remember I saw him on the street when I was like 10 years old. 10 years old, I saw him on the street. And I saw them dancing, chanting, and I saw it was mainly like Australian bodies and, you know, they're chanting, dancing. Maybe someone was there, sorry for this opera. And I was thinking, no, they're just this white people trying to be Hindu. Look at them, they can't even play the drum, like I knew how to play a drum or something. They can't even play a drum, they're useless. They're not helping anyone. That's what I thought. That's pretty bad, isn't it? So then, say like 10 years later, you know, look what happened. I read a book, and still didn't click, because there was in Science of Self-Realization, Prabhupada's having a conversation with a police officer in Chicago. Chicago had a great, even now it's a great crime, but they also had a great crime there. And he's asking, how can we reduce the crime rate? And then Prabhupada said, you have mass sankirtan. You have so many people come together and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So my conception of that was like, you know, I was thinking like everyone sits in some hall, everyone's dressed the same like Buddhists, and they're just going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 like just all unison like this. And that would bring peace and reduce the crime. That's what I thought it was. I didn't know it was a party. So anyway, I go back to my first visit at the temple. So my dad was devoted. And when I grew up knowing my dad, he was always a serious guy. He would never smile. Like me and my brother's like, oh yeah, he's like serious. Then I see him dancing with these three brahmacharis, running up and down, hands up in the air, smiling. He's dancing. Who is this person? I was next to my mom. I remember, I was just here, next to my mom. Huh? And I didn't join him then. And then there was the class below, another Swami was giving the class. It was really funny and stuff. But my dad would help serve the Sunday trees, if you all remember as well. So then he called me up, come and do some service. So I saw that in the book, yeah, devotional service. Yeah, I can do that. Alright, service, let's do it. So I was serving prasadam, like this. And then there was Michael Peru, I think he still helps serve, right? Yeah, Michael Peru. And he was calling me Prabhu. I thought he said Babu, like Yogi Bear, you know, he has this little bear Babu. And he goes, good on your Babu, yes, Babu, yes, you know, take prasad, Babu. No, I just came to serve. No, Babu, please take, you know, you're going to sit with your mom, take. Okay, Yogi. So I sat down, took prasad. Gopur Indesh was coming around doing his like recruitment of Indian students in the Sunday feast. So he came past me, I look Indian, don't I? And he talks to me, and I remember telling him, I used to be a DJ. I'm a DJ, like this. And he goes, yeah, cool, George Harrison did music, you know, we do a gathering down in the corner, blah, blah, blah. You can come, give me your details, I'll call you. Never called me. They come back down as Gora Ati. And this kirtan was ripping. I was like, what are these beats? They're off the hook. I mean, off the hook means they're amazing. Yeah, they're so cool. And then I had one space, and then, you know, Uddhava's running up and down. Now he's driven under. He's running up and down, and then he's pulling different people in. I'm like, oh man. Like, I used to party, this is the coolest party I've ever seen. But like, now I want to be spiritual and religious, you know, I don't want to like have fun. I thought spiritual life was no fun. But like, you just sit, like, you know, like, I've been to some Hindu temple, just come and you're serious. pray. And put your money in a God. Right. But, so I didn't know you could have fun. And then he just pulled me, I lost it. And I was just dancing, I was doing all these break moves, break dancing moves and stuff. It was so much fun, you know. My mom says, all right, we got to go now. No, not God. Just kept dancing. And they used to do Gorati, they used to go until 9:30. It was rocking like that. You know, it was so cool. And that was my first taste of kirtan. And then I was thinking, then they tried to call me for Harinam. What happened then was that I kept reading. And I still didn't connect Harinam on the street chanting to the books yet. So what happened was that I was helping my process. They go, we're going for Harinam. When did you come? I'm like, oh no. No, I can't do that because of the samskara when I was 10 years old. Once my dad, before his divorce, told me, it's like when they go out singing and dancing in the street, they're giving the name to people. So in my mind, I think, yeah, that's really cool. And then he said, sometimes I went inside singing, no, man, why would you do that for? I understand you want to be spiritual and religious, but all right, why do you have to go on the street and, you know, and be weird? It's kind of funny, it's more funny because I'm doing it. But, and then, so I was thinking like that. So then, when this like Adam, Dr. Adam, he was like telling me, like, yeah, just come and see how you feel. And it was even better than in the temple, like the taste of it. Because, say, before I used to party, go to nightclub stuff, you had to be a certain image, certain haircut, certain clothes. And you're under pressure, you know, so then you have to drink alcohol to try and loosen up, and then you're trying to impress people, and you know, you can't just go and dance on your own, you have to dance when everyone else is dancing. And usually like the peak of it is like in the third hour, and then it just drops down, and then at midnight you get into a fight with someone, and that's your night. That's their enjoyment every weekend. Believe it or not, it's not enjoyment, it's anxiety. So with this Harinam, from the beginning, it's rocking, it's having a good time. And then there's no like, you don't have to line up to get in, everyone can join in. It's open to everyone, young and old, doesn't matter you're cool or uncool, beautiful or ugly, pious, impious, everyone can get involved, even if you're an animal. Now they have dogs on the Harinam. Doing book. Last night someone tried to kidnap the dog. Yeah. But luckily the security guard in, because we did it in front of a pub. And like the whole pub was up and jumping and chanting Hare Krishna. And then Mahalakshmi, she would do books, whoever was interested. And one drunk guy picked up Janardhan and he wouldn't let him go. And then the security guard, like, you know, and said, yeah, put down that dog! Put down that Saved him, you know? Service to Vaishnava. So that's what I loved about it, and that was like a higher taste. So that's my favorite verse in the Bhagavad Gita. You see how many of the times everyone has to be rasa-pi-asa-pram-diswa-navatate. You know, in bhakti yoga, you have to control your senses and your mind and stuff. And even the old taste that comes after you again, but by engaging in a higher engagement, Krishna consciousness, then you give up the lower taste, get the higher taste. As I further read, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, I understood this Harinam Sankirtan, this best party in the universe, is the philosophy. It is the philosophy. You're supposed to be in the spiritual. You're a spirit soul, go to the spirituals. Get out of the material world. You don't belong here. Get out. So the best way to get out is by the Harinam Sankirtan. Okay, so the person who asked the question has disappeared. I hope I answered that. I think it's too heavy. Katsura Shiro Bhagatan Ki. Shiro Prabhupada Ki. Arinam Sekatan Ki. One more announcement. Jai.